WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation in 5 minutes or less. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super important. How to manage those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes feel like they're running the show. Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel of worries, anxieties, or just plain grumpy thoughts? You know that feeling when you're spiraling down a rabbit hole of negativity and it feels impossible to climb out? Yeah, been there, done that. But guess what? We can learn to tame those inner demons and build a fortress of positivity around our minds. So here are 5 actionable strategies to help you manage those negative thoughts and emotions like a boss. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Don't try to bury or ignore those negative feelings. Instead, acknowledge them, give them a name. Hey there, anxiety, or oh, you're back again, frustration. Acceptance is the first step towards understanding and ultimately managing them. It's like saying, I see you, I feel you, but I don't have to be ruled by you. Number 2, challenge those negative thoughts. Think of your mind as a powerful computer that can sometimes develop glitches in its programming. Those negative thoughts are often just distorted perceptions or assumptions, not necessarily reality. So ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at the situation? By challenging those thoughts, you can start to rewire your brain software and create more positive patterns. Number 3, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the chaos of your mind and simply observing what's happening. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just take a few moments each day to focus on your senses, the feel of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. Number 4, engage in activities that bring you joy. When we're feeling down, it's easy to isolate ourselves and withdraw from things that bring us happiness. But remember, those activities that light you up, whether it's reading, painting, hiking, dancing, or spending time with loved ones, are powerful tools for boosting your mood and shifting your perspective. So, make time for the things that make you feel alive. And finally, number 5, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need a helping hand sometimes. If you're struggling with persistent negative thoughts or emotions, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly therapeutic and empowering. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're prepping for an important presentation at work. You start feeling those butterflies in your stomach, anxiety creeping in, thoughts like, what if I mess up, swirling around. Instead of letting those worries consume you, remember these strategies. Acknowledge the anxiety, it's okay to feel this way. Challenge those negative thoughts, remind yourself that you prepared well and you can do this. Practice mindfulness, take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings. Engage in an activity that calms you, go for a quick walk or listen to your favorite music. Remember, managing negative thoughts and emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep practicing these strategies. And remember, awesome human, you've got this. By implementing these strategies, you can start to build a more resilient mindset, navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.